Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Kia ora and welcome to Our Changing World on RNZ National with me, Alison Balance.
The devastating Kaikoura earthquake in November last year had and continues to have a big impact on the lives of Marlborough residents. Despite concerns at the time, though, it seems that most of the local wildlife, from seals to whales, came through pretty much unscathed. The big outstanding question is, how did the Hutton Shearwaters get on? And we've got the first on-the-ground reports of how they're doing. I promise we'll get to that news in just a minute, but first, here's a wee reminder of what we're talking about.
So Hutton Shearwaters are one of New Zealand's most amazing seabirds in that they breed right up in the mountains. And they're a shearwater, or a piti, a type of mutton bird, and they're unique in just occurring in two sites in the Kaikoura Mountains. And they breed in burrows, which they dig. The burrows last from 1 year to the next, typically. And they mate up with another bird, and they lay their eggs up there and then rear their chicks for 4 or 5 months. A pretty hefty haul to fly up there. They're not well suited for flying uphill as a seabird. They're more suited for soaring over the waves like a small albatross.
That's Richard Cuthbert. He's a biologist who did his PhD on Hutton's shearwaters. And after 3 years working in the Kōwhai River colony in the mid-1990s, he knows the birds and the area better than anyone. He can tell you they're a hard bird to count. But before the quake, the shearwater population was thought to number about 100,000 breeding pairs in the Kōwhai, with about 10,000 in shearwater stream. Now, the Hutton's Shearwater Charitable Trust, using earthquake assessment funding from MPI, got Richard and three dock rangers in to assess the shearwater population. It's no easy job. Kōwhai Stream and Shearwater Stream, which is on Pui Peak Station, are remote and rugged. And that's an understatement. The ground is very steep and covered in unstable scree slopes and loose rock. There were massive rock slides and avalanches throughout the Kaikoura Ranges as a result of the earthquake. Pretty much it was shaken very violently and a lot of it fell down. Everyone feared the worst for the small birds, which were in the middle of their breeding season. It's now a year later and it's finally been considered safe enough to send people into the hills.
I've just been back into the mountains and had a good look from the air in the Shearwater Stream colony, flying over there in a helicopter, and then I spent around a week up in the Kōwhai Valley colony. And it's been pretty hard hit. There's been lots of slips and rock falls that have damaged the colonies. In the Kōwhai Valley, there has been an absolutely massive rock fall. It looks like the Hooker Glacier of rocks has come down in one area, and that's taken out about 10 to 15% of the breeding area. We knew about that from photos taken immediately after the earthquake and some new aerial imagery. What we didn't know was how damaged the other areas of the breeding colony were. So the areas that remain, we didn't know whether all those burrows had collapsed or whether they were actually still intact and the birds were okay.
And what did you find?
There's been a drop in the burrow density, but not as bad as we feared. So I think burrow numbers are down about 20 to 30% compared to 10 years ago. So they've taken a hit, but it's nowhere near as bad as we feared. We thought then, you know, that there could have been absolute catastrophic mortality of all the breeding birds in those burrows. That hasn't happened, thank goodness. And whilst there has been a reduction, there were lots of birds back in there, digging away, calling away, pairing up. So as a species, you know, seabirds, they should be quite resilient. There's usually a big non-breeding population, and I imagine that those young birds and birds that formerly didn't have a burrow are now getting back in there and starting to find holes and breed again.
Which is great to hear. As Richard says, they've only been able to check Shearwater Stream from the air, as it's not safe to land and walk around. But from what they can see, burrow numbers there have also dropped by 20 to 30%. So it could have been a lot worse, which is actually good news. And two other bits of good news. Access to Corfi Stream hasn't changed despite all the damage, so it still remains pretty much off-limit to pigs, which wiped out many Hutton shearwater colonies. And the very small fledgling colony of Hutton shearwaters, which has been established within a predator-proof fence on Kaikoura Peninsula, has 25 eggs this year. Congratulations! Thanks to Richard Cuthbert for that breaking bird news. And if you want to find out more about the bird, check out Richard's new book, Seabirds Beyond the Mountain Crest, The History, Natural History and Conservation of Hutton Shearwater, published by Otago University Press. Cheers, everyone. I'm Alison Balance, and this Our Changing World podcast first aired on RNZ National on December the 21st, 2017. You can find us on the web at rnz.co.nz/ourchangingworld. We're on Twitter and Facebook as RNZ Science. It's easy to subscribe to our podcasts. We are RNZ Our Changing World on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Radio Public and the RNZ app. And if you've got a moment, please rate and review us. Much appreciated. Okay, that's it. Bye for now. Mā te wā.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.